Anyway, this morning I'm not going to talk about the apocalypse. I'm talking about back into chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. That is the love chapter. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Today I want to get a point number 9, define what love is. Okay, turn with me into the 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and see what Paul have to say about this. Okay, I don't know the English side, but in the Vietnamese side, we try to memorize this chapter pretty much here every single time we go into it. Okay, so I'm going to start with verse 4 and with verse 5, and you will know where we're at. So we have defined love. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puff up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in truth. Okay, those are a few things I want to say. But today I want to point out that we're going to look by the end of verse 5. Is not provoke, think no evil. Okay, now to summarize, what does this mean? What does this have? What Paul have to say about this? This means love does not keep records of wrong. That's basically it. You know, many different translations. I want to read other translation that you might see. Love does not take into account of wrong suffered. Love does not count up the wrongs that have been done. Okay? Or keep up no record of when it has been wrong. And from the Message Bible, does not keep score of sin of others. Okay, so you got a gist of what does it mean in this very text that Paul tried to teach us, that no record of wrong. If I spot one of you doing something wrong, I'm not going home and say, today I'm going to write down what if someone did something wrong and keep a record of everyone. Okay, that's what is not love. Now, why Paul saying that? Paul saying that because most of us or all of us keep record of people doing wrong. Okay, well, I was drawing something up right here on this piece of paper. What do you see? I see a dot. Now, what do you see? Why do you see a dot? What do you see? Dot. You look at something negative, something dark, something very bad in someone else. You don't see beautiful thing, white thing in the people's life. You keep thinking dark things in people's life. That's what happened. That's what love is all about. My friend, a lot of people are not doing what Paul's saying. I remember one time I went to visit a friend, a cousin. We escaped from Vietnam, one of the last flights out of Vietnam, on the orphanage plane. And we were stationed in Oregon, and I would luckily that my parents came over. I able to reunite with my family, but my cousin, his family didn't come over, so he was adopted to one of the family in Michigan. One of the day I went over there in Michigan to visit him, and he said his home, his parents have a wonderful house. In the back is a lake, small lake. You know, in Michigan there's a lot of lake. Just let you know that. And one of the day we jumped down, before we jumped down going swimming, I took up my watch, I left on the bench, and I swim, I come back up, mine's gone. I said, who would take the watch? I mean, I don't have that night watch. I mean, I was in, but teenagers really not excited about it. It's my watch. And I think back in my mind, I remember my cousin. His name is Thumb, by the way. And I remember when we were young, he was asked me to go around different homes and try to steal things. And I kept thinking about, could he steal my watch? Now, this is 10 years ago, and I'm still thinking about, he might have the same attitude. You know? And so, well, it doesn't take too long. I find my watch in my pen. And so, the thing is, I keep the negative. I keep record of wrong. You understand? I keep record of other people have done wrong. Matter of fact, when someone did wrong, you keep record so you memorize so well. When people do so many good things, you don't remember. But when they did one wrong, you remember very well. Okay? That's what happened. It's happened to all of us that we keep record of wrong. We think of someone did wrong.
We want to straighten them up. We want to help them. But we keep thinking negative. But Paul's trying to say is, love did not keep any record. Yes, love is forgive and forget. People keep saying forgive and forget, right? Now, you can forgive, but can you forget? A lot of times we cannot forget. It's easy to say, but we don't forget. Now, the Bible doesn't say forget, but Bible says you don't hold account what they did wrong to you. You know, yes, people did wrong, we did wrong, but God asks us to forgive. The three things I want to share with you here, that how can we overcome this? How can we overcome this? Number one is we need to understand about forgiveness. Turn with me in the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, just right after. A few books after 1 Corinthians, and you get Galatians. Galatians chapter 6, verse 1 say, brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, that means if anyone did something wrong to you, you who spiritual restore, here it is, you who spiritual, that means you are a spiritual person, restore such one in spirit of gentleness. That means if someone did wrong to you, if they break a law, you are godly people need to gently help them out, not count wrong to them. So in other words, you learn how to forgive. Because not everyone on the same road as you and I. We are fortunate to learn some of the truth from the Bible about love characters from the Bible. And we should be the first person, the foremost person, learn how to forgive others. Now, the Bible says, talking about forgiveness quite a bit, very important. Turn with me, remember the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. The Lord's Prayer mentioned about the forgiveness as well. Okay, and this is very key things if we understand rightfully. Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. And forgive us our debt. We ask God to forgive our sin, right? Forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtor. That means if we ask God to forgive us as we forgive other. Now, how can we cannot forgive other and expect God to forgive us? Right? If we want to ask God for forgiveness, we should forgive others. Now, God forgive us much more than other did wrong to us. Matter of fact, think about this. The wage of sin is what? It's death. But the gift of God is eternal life. You see, we did something that we deserve to die. And God willing to give us that. God would restore us to life. He won't give us that gift. He won't forget all of our sin. Now, who in the world have done wrong to you that deserve to die? Probably not. I mean, no one, I mean, if someone steals to me, they don't deserve to die. So we have sinned much more than some, we have sinned much more to God than someone have sinned to us. So God asks us in our prayer. A lot of time we pray this prayer so many times we forgot about it. You know, if we don't forgive others, God cannot forgive us. If we ask, we should do likewise. And so learn to forgive. Learn to forgive. Let's point out a few texts how God forgive us here. Turn with me into a book of with me, the Psalm. Psalm chapter 103, verse 12. Psalm 103, verse 12. Psalm 103, verse 12 say this, as far as the east from the west, so far as he removed our transgression from us. As far from east to the west, I don't know how many miles, thousand, or indefinitely, right? How far do you go from east to west? Pretty much indefinite, right? And that's how far God removed our sin away from us. He took away He don't count. He don't fall upon us. Look another text with me. Michael 7, 19. Michael 7, 19. There's more Bible text right here. Right after Obadiah, Jonah, and you get to Micah 7:19 say, "He will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquity. You will cast all our sin into the what? The depth of the sea." You know how deep the sea is? The depth of the sea. He buried all of our sin in the depth of the sea. There's no more. He's not going to remind us that. He don't remind us that. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 20. A few chapter back, Isaiah 43, 25. I'm just telling you how God is tremendously love us and forgive of all our sin. Amazing. You know, amazing when we have brother and sister among us and they talk about it and sometimes they bring all those negative things back to us, but God would never do that. Isaiah 43, 25. God says very important that we need to memorize this. Isaiah 43, 25 says this. What is it? Isaiah 43, 25. I am, he blot out of your transgression from my own sake, and I will not remember your sin. Just imagine when we walk to see Jesus and we can say this, "Oh Lord, thank you very much. Forgive my sin. I did so terrible sin." And Jesus turned around, "What sin? I don't remember anymore. I forget about it." You see, you know, one time I remember I read somewhere that Martin Luther either have a dream or so, or something like that, that one day that the devil show up to him and open the scroll and all the sin that Martin Luther have done. He read those sin. Oh no, he read more and more. The more he read, the more he said, "How can God forgive me?" And that's what the devil say. God cannot forgive you. Look at all these sin you did. There's no way can God forgive you. As he scroll up the row of the scroll, there's so many sin, and he stopped right there. And seemed like another line to say that another sin. And he say, "Satan, you cover another line. I want to see what next sin is going to happen." And Satan said, "No, all these sins is enough to send you to hell." But Martin Luther said, "No, open. I want to see another line." And Martin Luther zapped the eyes, the hand of Satan away, and he's read another line. "All your sin have forgiven." My friend, all our sin has forgiven. If we confess our sin, God forgives every single sin. Now just think about that. God forgive all of our sin. Anyone have done wrong to us, we should forgive them. If we want to have a love character like Christ, we should forgive them. Don't even think anything wrong. Don't keep record of anything. There's a lot of time we like to keep record. The three things I want to share with you, there's a problem when you keep record of someone did wrong to you. Number one, when you keep record of someone wrong to you, you cannot sleep. You keep thinking about it. That person did something evil to you. I cannot forgive that person. I cannot forget. You keep thinking about it. That's number one. Number two, because you don't want to talk with that person, you want to stay away from that person, guess what you're going to do? You're going to talk with someone else. All right? You're going to start to go talk with someone else about someone else did wrong to you. Not one person is enough. Another person, the whole world will know about it. Number three, when you keep record of sins, guess what? When next time you're upset, every record that you've been recorded in your mind will spill out. You see? It's so important. You will break any relationship when you keep record of someone's sin. God said, "Forgive, forgive, forgive. Don't remember anymore." You might know, but you don't remind yourself about those things anymore. God wants to forgive all our sin. We need to understand that. I read one day that the story of a man driving down the road, and it's raining so much, okay, so much rain, and he really needs to concentrate on the road. And suddenly he heard the yell from the back from his daughter. Dad, I want to say something. And he kind of upset, said, what? What do you want to say? Oh, I know something about now. What? About the rain. What about the rain? Well, the rain like sin. And the wiper of your car is like God forgive away your sin. Okay? All right. I mean, it's amazing. A kid would think about that. And so he wanted to stretch the mind of this little kid going, well, you know, it's still raining. And what do you think about that? Well, if it's still sinning, God still forgive our sin. My friend, God continue to forgive our sin. The more we sin, the more God will forgive. Okay? But doesn't mean that we continue to trespass. If we did something wrong, we come, confess, God forgive. When someone comes to us and asks forgiveness, we should be likewise. Let it go. Don't hold on. Don't keep record. Don't remember all those things. Those are very important in our life that we want to build our relationship. If we want to have a strong relationship, we don't hold record of that. A lot of time, because so many times we think we hold record of that, is because we are affected by the surrounding. Okay? We are affected by the surrounding. Now, we are affected by magazine that we read. We're far back by the movie that we watch. For example, I mean, I don't want to point out the very specific thing, but you probably know very well that people, when you, let's say you watch a movie, and that movie portrays that this husband stayed late at night and didn't come home very late. And every night go like that, and later and find out that this husband cheated upon her. Now, it just happened that she watching that movie, she upset with any man. But her husband that particular night going home late. What is in her mind? Think about what happened in the movie. That must be her husband do something. You see? What about your friend? You know? If someone, your friend, your boyfriend, girlfriend, someone talk with someone else, different sex, what happened? How come talk with that person too long? What are you talking about? You start to think about it. You start to think about it because you have been affected by the circumstance about what you watch and what you read. You see, a lot of time we recorded this thing in our head. And so important. You know, sometimes we might have bad memory, but those negative things, we memorize very well. You know, we remember it very well. And so God said, do not follow that. A few more Bible texts I want to share with you, especially from the New Testament. Turn with me in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. What Paul have to say with this? 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. That God was in Christ reconciled the world to himself, not imputing their trespass to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. The point I want to say is he not imputing our trespass. He forgive us. He cover us. Okay? Proverbs 9:19-11 say the similar things. Proverbs, back into the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11 say this. The discretion of a man make him slow to anger, and it is so his glory to overlook the transgression. Overlook. That means you start to forgive. Don't try to be very specific. Look someone else's fault. Okay? And give you a key to find someone to be married. Before you marry, you open your eye widely. Find out that person right for you or not. Okay? But after you marry, you start to close your eyes. Don't look all the sin of your partner. That's serious matter. That's true. And sometimes we do opposite, you know. But when you start love, you don't want to look at that. Oh, all those negatives, it's not important. As long as I love her, that's fine. But once you get married, when the love starts dying out, you start to see all these faults. Right? So that's the key. True love is close your eyes a little bit. Let it go. That person, they make a little wrong, that's okay. You know, love is blind. Okay? So true love do not record any wrong. You understand? That's what the Bible says. Do not record any other people that wrong. God teaches so much, and we need to do likewise. Now, why this thing happened to this world? Why does it affect you and I to start record someone negative had done to you? I'm still recording. I'm saying, I admit it. I'm fault too, you know? And I got asked, God, forgive me, please. Help me not to think in those negative. But why does that happen? What's happened when the devil started doing that? The devil's trying to inject those people to record wrong of other. Record wrong about God. Record wrong, you know, look at what God have done to this world. Analyze what did God have done to you. Why God doesn't love you. Why God allow you this happen to you. You see? Satan inject that thing in your mind to you start to think about negative about God. Now you start thinking about negative about your friend, about your spouse, about your loved one. Now why in the world were he doing that? He want to break the relationship between God and Adam and Eve. He want to break relationship between husband and spouse, husband and wife, break relationship with your friend. That's what Satan is doing. You understand? The key of love here is not record anyone is wrong. Learn to forgive. Do not count all those wrong again. But Satan will want to destroy the family of this earth. He want to destroy the church in this world. That's what Satan's doing. And if we want to break this habit, we have to go opposite what Satan is doing. We have to stick together. We have to uplift each other. We have to count what's good in each other and not count what's wrong in each other. My friend, that's what Satan's doing. And that's why when I read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, all this character of love is so important. Every single character that God have, remember, God is love. All these characters of love is God have all this. And every single one of them, Satan will break it in the human race. We have to come back to this. We have to learn how to love. Because once we have this character of love, we will reflect the love of Christ to other people. My friend, so important when I started to see this and help God ask us to help us to understand that what we're going through. Help us not record anything. When we see someone, very important to uplift each other. Find good things about someone that you can say. If you have nothing good thing to say about someone, do not say anything. It's not worth it. Why would you want to break the relationship more? As bad as it is already. As hard as it is already. As stressful as it is already. Let bring back together. Let reconcile. Let reconcile between you and I, between our church family, because our friendship, between co-worker, and most of all, with us, with we and God. We have to bring back to this. Can we do this? No, keep record. Okay? Now, I know you don't have a piece of paper and pencil right now, but our mind is better record than anything, better than any computer, right? Right, Daniel? I can remember back 20 years ago, you know. If I write it down, I'll probably forget because I lose that paper somewhere throughout the mess of my table. But in my mind, I remember so well. Ask God to take away that memory, if you will, that I don't remember those things anymore. I want to think good about everyone that I'm come in contact with. Right? Let ask God to help us that. Let block the evil habit that Satan tried to inject this thing in human race, that we can come back and love God again. Let us pray. Dear Lord, our God, I thank you, Lord, that you teach us another lesson. that one of the love characters that keep no record of wrongs. Lord, every one of us, we have done wrong to someone else. But help us, Lord, cover all that. You say that if you forgive us, learn, help us to learn to forgive others. The more we think about how much you forgive us, the more we will learn how to forgive others. Your blood has taken away of our sins. Maybe your spirit will take us all these wrong, all these records we've been keeping away from our mind, that we always think positive to our friend, our loved one. Bring our family together, bring our church together, that we always act out the love that you have teaching us today. Please be with us until you come again. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.